Look, it's a three-tiered approach, and it's not only directed at the state government. The Commonwealth government has indicated that it's willing to do its bit as well. And the three legs of the recovery package are: we're asking for tailored concessional loans to allow for debt consolidation, debt restructuring, capital upgrades, and the purchase of stock, particularly on growers. The second pillar is immediate financial assistance to aid the stock recovery program and to clean up farms in areas that have been impacted by POMs. And the third pillar is a government assistance by way of a seed subsidy to restart the production process in some of these areas.
How much has the package costed at?
We haven't costed the package as such. We have provided some data to the government in relation to what we think, for example, the cost of the stock recovery process will be on a per hectare basis. We have provided a figure to the government to what we believe the quantum of the subsidy should be for stock sales. And in regards to the concessional loans, all we're asking is for a package similar to that that is available to farmers for drought relief to be tailored to our needs.
Have you argued a case, though, on the multiplier effect? For example, can you justify the investment the governments would make in terms of return in economic activity?
There's two tiers to that. Yes, we have. There is a economic multipliers that can be applied. For instance, a very simple example is that the main freight forwarder or freight logistics company in the Tasman Peninsula, he has advised that up to a third of his business is based around shipping oysters from the peninsula to markets on the mainland. So that's a substantial part of his business that has been affected, and what that creates, and using that example, is a domino effect that makes his business less viable as well. So there's that part of it. And in relation to the stock recovery process, farmers, if they were forced to a position to walk off their lease and are not in the position to remove the infrastructure, etc., there is a substantial financial cost that would have to be borne if those leases were effectively abandoned. So it's a two-way thing. It's the economic multiplier, and it's also the cost of if we were in a situation where we had to remove infrastructure from one or more leases.
What about funding for breeding POMs-resistant oysters? We know that both the South Australian and the Tasmanian industry has been funding this research through levies. Now, that's a levy on production. If production is plummeting, the capacity for the industry to undertake this research is severely hampered. Have you put a request in for continuing funding for POMs-resistant oysters?
Look, we have supported a request from ASI, because that's the company directly involved, for assistance. But one thing that a point that has been discussed at some length by industry is that there is a levy that currently applies to the sale of SPAT. We are of the view that that levy should still apply if people are effectively buying SPAT, and money from SPAT sales will continue to flow to ASI. But we recognise there will be a gap and a shortfall, and we support any request by ASI to cover that shortfall in funding.